Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here has fantastic food. In fact, every day that I'm coming into our studio, walking through the bar, the food they're serving is just to die for. I'm very jealous. I'd eat all day, every day down there, I have to be honest. Anyway, pop along. They do carvery of the weekends. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, the White Sands Hotel is just around the corner from the 42 bus, just up the road from the Dart station. It's really a handy location if you're looking for somewhere to stay in Dublin. Now, a listener to the Opinions Matter podcast who wants to be known just as Damien sent us a message on our Facebook page over last weekend. Our Facebook page, by the way, is facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. Anyway, in a nutshell, he's going out with a girl for 4 months and she has just dropped the bombshell that she is pregnant with his baby. And he's convinced that she has trapped him because, in his words, there is no excuse for getting pregnant by mistake. And I quote again, "These bitches do it deliberately, either to get money from the government or to trap men." They're his words now, not mine. I want you to have a listen to the message that he sent us and find out whether or not you agree with this guy, Damien, that there is no excuse for an unplanned pregnancy in this day and age. And do you also agree with him that the majority of young ones who have unplanned pregnancies are just stupid and have done it to get money from the government or to trap their man? Well, have a listen to this. This might annoy you. "Lads, don't give out my full name," says Damien. "I was going out with," and again, this is his words, not mine. "I was going out with this bird for 4 months, and she just told me she's pregnant with my kid. Thing is, I wasn't using Johnny's because she was on the pill and she said it was safe. Now she's saying that she was sick and the pill didn't work. This is bullshit. The bitch done it to trap me or get benefits from the government and a house. There's no way a bird gets pregnant if she doesn't want to. What do you think I should do? She's a scamming bitch doing this or just very thick. Dublin is full of these women and I just got done by one."
There's a lot in that.
There's a lot in that.
They're very angry.
That's Damien.
Very.
Firstly, Damien, nobody refers to women as a bird in this day and age.
We gave out his real name on Facebook, so he may as well use his real name, Jason.
Oh.
Yeah, look.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, Jason.
Okay, there's a million Jasons. Yeah. It could be anybody. Okay, first of all, his language about women is quite...
Nobody refers to women as birds.
Okay, let's get it out of the way, because when we put this up on Facebook, the first 50 comments were, "Don't be silly, wrap your willy." Now, I first heard that when I was in second class in school. Like, so don't be texting us in that thinking that you're the first person to ever use that. So give over the let's, like, we're not picking in school, okay? Yes, we all know about don't be silly, wrap your willy. Up the bum, no harm done. Yeah,
yep.
Let's get that out of the way. However, he does make some valid points, I will say that. And the two valid points that he does make. The first one is, I do believe that there's no excuse for unplanned pregnancy.
There's no excuse for unplanned pregnancy.
No, that's what I just said. There's no excuse. Maybe bar 1% of people. There is no excuse. If you don't want to get pregnant, you won't get pregnant. I have a friend who is career driven,
mm-hmm.
and she never wanted, you know her as well, she never wanted kids, did mm-hmm. she? Never wanted kids. Still doesn't want kids. She is 39 years of age now and still hasn't had kids. Why is that?
Because she doesn't want to.
Because she doesn't want them. Okay, because she's an intelligent, well-educated woman. If you are intelligent, well-educated, by the way, family planning and contraception is not rocket science. It's not like putting a man on the moon, okay? It's a very, 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 very simple thing, family planning. If you don't want kids, you don't have
So hang
to.
On. So if there's, and there is, I've no doubt, somebody listening to us right now who at some stage had an unplanned pregnancy, you're saying that wasn't unplanned?
Well, I don't know the circumstances. You'd have to come on and tell me what the circumstances were.
You don't believe there's any excuse for an unplanned pregnancy?
Oh, no. There's not.
So this lady who's pregnant for Jason, yeah?
Okay, if you have sex...
Did she do it to trap him or to get money?
Okay, well, that's the second point. I'll get to that in a second. I don't want to come across as anti-women here because I'm not anti-women, but if you're going to... you know, what's after happening here? Jason, by the way, and I've seen, have you seen his Facebook profile?
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus, he couldn't father a fish. never mind the baby. But why do women hop into bed, have sex with the chances of getting pregnant with men that have zero ability or zero financial backing behind them to be able to... You know the way you always have these women? We often have them on this show. They're saying, oh, the fellow I have a child with, he's a prick. He doesn't have any money. He doesn't have... But why did you have sex with him then? Stop having children with men who are going to be useless fathers, okay? So the first thing is, no, I don't believe that there's an excuse for unplanned pregnancy, okay? If you don't want to get pregnant, like our friend D... Not her name, it's just her first initial. D is now 38, nearly 39, doesn't want kids.
And hasn't had any.
And that ain't going to happen because she's a sensible, sensible woman.
Okay, but so by, in contrast then, you are basically saying that any woman who had an unplanned pregnancy actually did it on purpose.
Well, I'd have to talk, no, that's I'd have to talk to the woman and find out
you what... You said there's no excuse for an unplanned pregnancy.
Well, there's not, no. If you don't want a pregnancy, you won't have a pregnancy, okay?
So... In contrast, if you have a pregnancy, you wanted it.
I don't... Let me talk to the woman. And then the second point that he makes is, I don't believe every woman is doing it, but I believe there's a certain percentage, and you've said this before, Adrian, yeah, there's a certain percentage of women who will get pregnant with a view to
getting benefits.
Getting benefits. Would you not agree with that?
In some cases, I wouldn't say it's as widespread as you seem to think it is.
No, I didn't say it was widespread, but we've heard stories in the past of women... getting pregnant, they've already had two children and they want the bigger house, so they get have another baby. That's all I'm saying.
There is no excuse for an unplanned pregnancy. That's what he's saying.
Am I being a prick here?
I think you are.
What am I saying? No, you said before.
The lady said that she got pregnant because she was sick, so the pill didn't work.
You said before, and I remember you saying this, well, I think it was when we did the nighttime show, and I don't know if your opinion has changed now, but I remember you saying once on the show, Jesus, if I was a woman, I'd get pregnant with three different men and have three babies. And just live off the state for the rest of my life. You said that. Do you not believe that anymore?
Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, let's kick off with Robbie.
Jeremy, you're talking through a hole. You know, you could use condoms and they could burst. You might not notice it. You know, it can happen. You know, granted, the chances of it are low, but it can happen and it's more than 1%.
Let's bring in Eddie on this.
How are you, lads? Good topic. I'm Team Jeremy on this, 100%. If you don't want to get pregnant, you will take fucking extra precautions. For example, if the woman's on the pill, and we all know the pill can fail, she's having sex with a guy, and the guy doesn't want kids either, well, he should wrap up as well. So if the pill does fail, they have an extra layer of security. You know, better to be safe than sorry.
All right, Eddie, thanks very much indeed for your message. Kira, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kira?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Kira. So basically, this guy, Jason, is arguing that there is no excuse for getting pregnant. What do you think of that?
Well, to be honest with you, in this situation, I feel that the girl actually was the responsible one. She had protected herself with going on the, her responsibility was to protect herself by going on the contraception. She did that by being on the pill. Whereas if he wanted to protect himself, he should have used condoms.
But he said he didn't need to because she was on the pill. That's his argument. And he feels hard done by, basically.
No, I totally disagree. I feel that he should have took his own responsibility and he should have protected himself.
So he's basically arguing that there's no way a woman gets pregnant if she doesn't want to. She's basically after scamming him and getting pregnant on purpose. In other words, he doesn't believe there's any excuse for an unplanned pregnancy. And in fact, Jeremy is the same. Doesn't believe there's any excuse for an unplanned pregnancy.
No, but what I said was if a woman doesn't want to get pregnant, she won't get pregnant. That's what I said.
Realistically, if a woman it's what happens, you know. You can't expect a pill to, like, the only thing you can do is take your responsibility, go on a pill after that, like, it's not always 100%. So why, a man knowing that, why would you not take your responsibility if the lady has done it?
And that's the point, Jeremy, that this guy, if he so desperately didn't want to have a child, he should
if
have...
If he so desperately didn't want a child, he should have used condoms.
Yeah, but the problem is here, when it comes to, you know, pregnancy and stuff like that, unfortunately, there's no way around this, but the woman is the one, the person that's left carrying the baby. Now, she is left carrying a baby for an absolute fuckwit, and that's what he is. You know, as I said, you wouldn't let him mind your goldfish, this fella. You should see his Facebook page. He's an absolute waster. Why is she having sex with somebody that is...
Oh, so you're blaming her?
Well, no, I'm saying she should have done...
No.
She should have insisted. Man, a lot of men are bloody gobshites, and when they get horny, they stick it in anything. The last thing on their mind is protecting. She should have turned around to him and said, "You're not putting that near me unless you're covered up. I'm on the pill, but take double precaution."
She took responsibility. So therefore, she thought, don't get me wrong, she was taking the chance knowing that it's not 100%, but she still took responsibility. She was still on a pill, so that was all, that was like...
The dogs on the street know that just being on the pill isn't enough now. You need more. You need either...
Yeah, he needed to be on using condoms.
Why did he not protect himself then?
But she obviously told him there's not a chance. Yeah, no, he's a gobshite as well. But again, at the end of the day, because of nature, because of biology, a man can walk away. By the way, anybody that does walk away is not a real man. But a male can walk away from a situation like that, which is what he's after doing. She's the one that's left carrying the baby on her own. So why in God's name would you even take the risk of getting pregnant with an absolute loser of a bloke?
Well, she obviously did take that risk because she did lay down with him, but, you know, these things do happen.
But again, Jeremy, you're putting all of the blame on... You're putting all of the blame here on her.
No, sorry, you listened to the same conversation.
No, you're saying she shouldn't have... She shouldn't have gotten pregnant. She shouldn't have been with the guy. She.
Again, at the risk of repeating myself. Yeah, because only women can get pregnant.
No, I'm aware of that, but it takes two to get pregnant.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. So she should have said, "Listen, you wear a condom or you're not putting it near me." It's not him that has to carry the baby.
But you are blaming her. It's her fault that he didn't wear a condom.
But she should have said, it's her body it's going into. If I was a woman...
It's his body he should have put on.
Yes, he should have.
It's his responsibility.
Yes, he's a gobshite, but the woman is the one that ends up carrying the baby and that is left on her own a lot of the time with this. And
we're going to do the deed, you know, that there's a possibility of that in any way.
All I'm saying is the onus should be on the woman because it is her that carries...
No.
Well, hang on, women want...
Totally disagree.
I mean, women wanted body autonomy. Is that not what we voted for a few years ago? Women wanted control over what they do with their bodies. So if I was a woman, I would be saying to any man, you're not putting that inside me.
So therefore, she took responsibility and went on the pill.
She was on the pill.
She did take responsibility, yeah.
He's the irresponsible one.
Yeah. You're putting the blame on her.
No, I'm putting the blame on both.
You're saying she should have stopped him having sex with her unless he had a condom on.
She said, "Listen, I'm on the pill, but the pill doesn't work." And we're not talking about 14-year-olds, by the way. Look at his photograph. What age is he?
He's about 25, probably.
He's a bit older than that.
So stay there for one second. Let me go to Robbie. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
Jeremy is clearly blaming the woman here.
No, that's not clear at all.
It is.
No, it's not.
You said she shouldn't have allowed him to have sex with her.
Well, yeah, that's not clear.
So that is clear.
I agree with him to a point. If she genuinely didn't want to get pregnant, she should have told him to wrap it up as well. You know, the double protection, that is essentially guaranteed. Not, you know, the odds of that happening, of both of them failing, would be astronomical. The problem is that she wants a baby. If she doesn't want the baby, she can get an abortion. I'm not saying that to, like, you know, should be just, you know, walking casual, but that's one option. If she wants to keep the baby and he doesn't want nothing to do with it, she was trying to trap him. And so, that text message that he sent in doesn't give nearly enough details for us to actually make a judgment on this.
Okay, do you believe, as Jeremy said, that in this day and age, there is no excuse for an accidental pregnancy?
I won't say no excuse, but apparently they agree with Jeremy, it always does. But if you really don't want to get pregnant, there are more than nothing ways out there to make sure you don't.
So the fact that this woman got pregnant means she didn't try.
Accidents can happen. You know, I'm not going to instantly blame her.
Robbie, that's why cars have airbags and seatbelts now. There's a reason why cars used to just have seatbelts, yeah?
That's what I was going to say. You're right. Yeah. He should have wrapped it up. If he didn't want to become a father, he should have wrapped it up. Some women don't like them.
Yeah.
But, I've been in a situation where I refused because she didn't want me to wear one. I was like, fuck that.
But my analogy was, cars used to have seatbelts and they said seatbelts would save lives. And then they figured out that, well, sometimes the seatbelt doesn't work properly and you'll still go through the windscreen. So then they devised a backup plan. Everything should be a backup plan. And they put airbags in. So they figured, at least if the seatbelt doesn't work, the airbag will work and you'll save your life. Now, it's the exact same thing for pregnancy. There's more than one form of contraception. There's the female pill, yeah. There's condoms, and there's the early pull-out method as well, if needs be. There are so many reasons. If you don't want to get pregnant, you won't get pregnant.
So, by implication, you're saying this pregnant woman, who's 4 months pregnant, saying she obviously didn't mind getting pregnant. That's really what you're saying.
I don't know the woman. Get the woman on the line.
You're saying, that she didn't try hard enough to not get pregnant.
Well, yeah. If you don't...
Sorry, Adrian, you're putting words in his mouth.
Well, no, he's agreeing.
No, Robbie, what I did say is if you don't want babies, you won't have them. Agreed.
Well, Robbie thinks that you can make a mistake. Mistakes can happen.
Not if you double up. That's all I'm saying.
0858252626 is our number. Max has been in touch with us.
Hi, lads. Max here. Great topic once again. I'm sorry, but that man, Jason, is a bit of a gobshite in his own right. I mean, we all know that the pill never covers 100%, but don't know what's it, 98, 99, something like that. And if he was that concerned about the risk from the beginning on with somebody he just started going out with, he would have done what he can as well to minimize the risk and actually use the Johnny. Then you would have a percent of a risk left, and we all see what the odds are there. So completely offloading it to her exclusively, whatever her intentions are, is a bit too easy here. So he plays his part in it as well, definitely. All right, cheers, lads. Talk to you later.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Pauline, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Pauline?
I'm good, thanks. And yourself?
Good, thank you, Pauline. So there is no excuse for an accidental pregnancy. That's what we're hearing here from that guy, Jason, and from Jeremy.
For sure. We go back to the 70s, you know. The doctors actually recommended, what was it, the Billings method. Anybody hear that? Coitus interruptus, right?
No, right,
yeah. The man pulls out, yeah. He says, is it okay if I come in? Yeah. Okay. And then, you know, if she says yes, his brain, I mean, if obviously he trusts the woman if she says yes. So he's believing the woman, you know.
Yeah,
okay.
So she would have said, I'm on the pill, everything's hunky-dory, away you go. And he obviously thought that that was enough. But what I'm hearing from a lot of people is, well, no, he shouldn't have just taken it for granted that that was enough.
No.
He should have done something himself.
Yeah, I was on a particular type of contraception back in 1998. Yeah, and I already put a comment there on your page. But I would have been 9 weeks engaged. And we headed off to Amsterdam to celebrate. And then I came back. And then 5 weeks later, I was expecting. So, the pill, that type, I can't take that one. It's a combined one. There are women with different types of blood and levels of estrogen and progesterone. Some women cannot take particular types of pills.
Okay, so what you're saying is you were on the pill, but it didn't work. But it didn't work.
And I know of a girl, she was on the coil for many, many, many years. I think she has about 5 kids. And she got pregnant on the coil. And I'm not sure if it had to be removed or she had to wait until the end of her pregnancy. I'm not sure about that. But she got pregnant on the coil. I've never had a coil inserted. So
okay, but your point being,
the best suggestion for the men, if they want to be right, is to have a vasectomy.
Yep.
Just go into your GP.
Yep.
If your GP don't do it, he'll recommend a GP that will do it.
No, see, Pauline, you're being logical here. And people are thick when it comes to family planning. I got the vasectomy because I can tell you now.
Yeah, but you had your children.
I won't be having any more. But yeah, but how come? Hang on a second, Adrian. Before I got married and decided to start a family, yeah,
yeah.
I would have played around a bit, like all of us did before you settled down. How come I never got girls pregnant? How come there's not 15 women knocking on my door with little Jeremy's from the 90s going...
I don't know. I can't answer that. Why?
Because I'm sensible. Like, there's people messaging, we need better sex education in school.
Well, sensible. There's no way of, living your life. You can get your house first. You can go to college first. You can have a baby first. Doesn't mean you're sensible for having a child.
Okay, but the point, I'm sorry, the point that Pauline is making is that she was on the pill and she got pregnant.
Yeah,
so you were saying, that doesn't happen.
No, did he wear a condom?
No, but what we were actually planning was to have children anyway, simply because we were engaged. So my daughter was not a mistake. I have two daughters. They weren't a mistake. But there's many our age group. I don't know what age you are, but I'm in my late 40s. And I tell you, a lot of us would have been mistakes from what the doctors were telling the men to go home and just pull out, you know? And then.
Okay, but you do believe that it is possible to accidentally get pregnant. There you go. It is possible.
If the woman has the coil or the woman is on the pill and the man is wearing the condom, now I'm not a statistician here, but I would say the chances of getting pregnant if you were using the pill and a condom, and does people message in saying we need better sex education in school? Would you just go, seriously, better sex education? It's very, very simple, okay? When you have sex, there is a chance of the female getting pregnant, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you have certain steps that you need to take in order to stop that happening. This is not rocket science. It doesn't require 6 years in university. It doesn't require sex education. Put a condom on. Make sure she's on the pill. If she is on the pill, make sure she hasn't been sick in the last 24 hours so that it works properly. And at a, just to be doubly, doubly safe, her on the pill. You wearing a condom, pull out just before you're about to come. She won't get pregnant, and I can guarantee you that.
But she could already be pregnant when another fellow's having sex with her these days. You know what I mean? And then they have to have a DNA test. So, you know what I mean? It's up to the person themselves what they want to do. And
I just think people are very. I think people are very stupid when it comes to family planning.
Each to their own. But when it comes to the man blaming the woman, I mean, go have a vasectomy, and you can have it reversed. If you want to have children, if you meet the love of your life, so quit blaming women for everything. That's all I say.
And again, Jeremy, you are blaming the woman.
No, I'm blaming both. I'm actually blaming both.
But you're ultimately blaming her. She should have made sure you had a condom on.
Well, no, she's only, sorry. You said this to women before who've been on the show who've had babies with absolute deadbeat fathers, and you've said, why in God's name did you get involved with a deadbeat? You choose your men better as well. There's a lot of men out there who are wasters. Don't hop into bed with a man who you know is not going to be able to provide for you and your child.
Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Good afternoon, Adrian. How are you, Paul?
Is there any excuse for an accidental pregnancy?
No, not now, no. And this business, the pill didn't work, I was sick and it didn't. That excuse has gone around 40 years now since you introduced the pill. I mean, everybody knows, okay? And as this, you can't blame the woman, you can't blame the woman. Guess what? It's the women that are left with the babies. And these assholes just walk away. So, I mean, if a woman doesn't want to have a baby, she's not going to. I mean, my daughters didn't have any teenage pregnancies, any mistakes. They're with their boyfriends 10 years, like one grandson. She's with her boyfriend 15 years. They waited till they got their house. They bought the house because they were 10 years together.
So...
have a child.
So she didn't get pregnant that whole time because she didn't want to. Okay. This guy Jason who contacted us, he is saying that she basically deliberately got pregnant.
Oh yeah, I believe that. I genuinely, especially the way things are going now, a lot of girls believe if they have a baby they're going straight to the top of the housing list. And that's just the way it is. I mean, this lad Jason though, you know how I feel about all this lad. He's going to get a DNA test. Straight away, as soon as that baby's born, okay, I want a DNA test. If he doesn't want to be a father, he should have the right to walk away. If a woman doesn't want to keep a child, she has the right to get rid of it. But But men still do not have the right to walk away. Both of them lay down in that bed. Both of them had sex. If he wants to go on to do with it, he should be able to sign a piece of paper. No money, no visits, no nothing. You walk straight away. Because, I mean, she has a choice. She has a choice. If she doesn't want this baby, she's not ready for this. We all know she has a choice. But it's easier to get a house off the council and get all your benefits.
Okay, so this guy said that she's a scamming bitch, that there is no excuse. She got pregnant to trap him or to get benefits from the government and a house. You believe that if a young one like that gets pregnant, she wanted to get pregnant?
Yeah, I know enough of them. When my daughter was leaving school, she was in sixth year, and I'll never forget her coming home and having the conversation with me and my ex-wife. Four of the girls in there already had the cellars lined up, you were going to have babies for. And really? That was in sixth class or sixth year. That's not what I think I told you this years ago. The big thing was they knew the fellas that they wanted to get them pregnant. They came from decent families. They were this, they were that. And they purposely, these were 16, 17, 18 year old girls. Oh, if I get pregnant, I'll get on the council list. I can apply for a house here in Clondalkin where they were from. And that was the big talk. I think there was three girls pregnant when she was doing a leaving cert.
And I've always said I get blasted out of her for saying that you never see pregnant teenage pregnancies in schools and well-to-do areas. You don't.
Yeah, because you have the money to get rid of them. Jeremy, we've had this conversation. That's because the rich people have no problem sticking their daughters on a boat and send them to England. They've been doing it for 50 years. So don't give me that there's no pregnant people in rich, affluent areas. Don't tell me they're not having sex and not doing drugs. They just have the money to tidy up their mess.
Oh, no. Well, that's a horrible way to put it, Jason, in fairness.
No, that's exactly what it is.
It's a mistake. That's what it is. It's a mess. Or it's a mistake or a mess. What is it? Is a child a mistake?
Well, let's not call it an abortion tidying up your mess. I think that's how some people would describe it.
Well, then killing the baby then. Do you want me to put it that way?
Well, no, it's not a baby.
You're killing your child.
Well, no, it's not a baby.
Okay, the bottom line is, Jason...
Don't get down that road with me, Jeremy.
Okay, this woman who got pregnant, he's arguing that she didn't do enough to prevent herself getting pregnant, therefore she must have wanted this child. She didn't try hard enough. You agree with that?
Well, I mean, we're at the mercy of these girls. We sleep with these girls. They decide they want to get pregnant. They're getting pregnant whether you like it or not. And no man's going to refuse unfettered access to a woman's body. I mean, that's just the way we are. So if a woman's giving you unfettered access to her body, you're going to take it morning, noon, and night if you can get it. And you're not going to think of the consequences. Why? Because we don't carry the babies. We're not left with the babies. We're not left tidying up this shit. So yes, you can blame the women, but it's not in a bad way blaming them. You have to control it better.
It's not his fault then that she got pregnant.
He just sounds like a gobshite. He sounds like he'll throw it into anything without taking protection. Well, then girls out there need to realise there is gobshites out there like that, that just want to throw it around, have no problem, no qualms, don't want to wear condoms, blah, blah, blah. Why? Because they get to walk away. Girls should be more picky on who they let.
That's exactly what I've been saying.
I'm sorry, but they should.
So, this guy is a gobshite, by the way.
Andrew, but Jason says...
He sounds like a complete asshole, Adrian. He really does. To be honest, I think she'd be dodging a bullet if she gives him a free pass and gets him away. Because he sounds like he's going to be up. He'll never look after her or the child. Like, look even the way he talks. Me bored, this, me that, and the Johnnies and that. I mean, he sounds like an immature Phil. I guarantee he still wears a baseball cap fucking backwards.
Well, as I said, his Facebook, we're going to his Facebook profile here.
In fact, his Facebook profile picture actually has him with a baseball cap on backwards.
Sorry, I wear a baseball cap.
There you go, Adrian, backwards. I haven't seen it.
But we had a woman on this podcast about a year ago, and she had three children for three different fathers, which is fine. That's the way it is. But neither of the three fathers were paying maintenance or had any involvement in the children's lives. And I remember a caller saying to her, I said, choosing one bad father for your kids is excusable, okay? Because every woman makes a mistake, yeah? Every woman ends up with a prick for some strange reason. And making that mistake...
Mylar Ryan didn't.
Oh, here we go.
Are you a prick? Would your wife get on the phone now and say, yeah, I was one of them unlucky ones, I ended up with a prick? No, Adrian doesn't sound like a prick to me.
I'd say my wife... I'd say my wife vomited as soon as she heard me saying the pull-out early method on the show. No, but my point is, this woman that we had on the show, and I'm not shaming her, but she made three... Some women just make very bad choices with the men they hop into bed with. They make very bad choices. I mean, there's men I can see that that fella, don't have sex with him. He's going to be a loser.
Jeremy, that's because these women know no matter what decision they make, the government are going to tidy it up for them. Okay? Ooh. If she decides to keep the baby, she's going to be put on the housing list. She's going to get her single
parent. No, okay? Jason, you're wrong there. No, you're wrong.
So does she not get single? Does she not get unmarried mother's money or single parents or whatever it's called now? She does not have to chase him through the courts. The law will not make her chase that man through the courts for the money. We will pick up the thing. If she doesn't want to keep the child, she can have an abortion. If she does decide to keep it, we'll give her a house. We'll give her social welfare.
You're making out that it's a very easy thing.
Is there anything in this country that will force a man into court to pay maintenance? No. There's no even government, the organisation that goes around and collects maintenance. How many men out there are not paying for their kids?
The point I'm trying to make is they're scumbags. They're not even men, they're sperm donors. The point I'm trying to make is you're making out that it's an easy job for a woman just to get pregnant and be a single mother. I can't imagine it. Sorry?
Okay, come up to the lecture. Come up to working class areas and you'll see it.
But sorry, it's not an easy... You're making out that it's a walk in the park being a single parent. It's not.
When you see the cars outside their driveways, the brand new cars, they're going on the holidays and they're doing their nails and they're doing their hairs on the side. It's not a bad little living, okay?
Oh my God, Jason, you're the one
who always says about them on holidays.
Yeah,
you're the one who says people on welfare shouldn't be on holidays. We'll go over to your Spain and you'll see them all on their package deals. Isn't that what you're always giving out about, Jeremy?
Yeah, you do. I saw them last week all on their package. But the point I'm trying to make is don't make it out that a single mother raising two children on her own is an easy walk in the park. Because it's not.
It's not because she's on her own. We all know she'd be better with the father of the child. But how many of these women will put the father of the child on the bed tag? Because they won't get that money.
Okay, do me a favour, Jason. Stay there for 1 second. I want to bring in some more opinions. Vanessa, I'll be with you in 1 second. But first, this is Darren.
Well, lads, funny enough, one of my best mates is in this very same position, except he's only seen her like 9 weeks. And the first thing I said was, women our age, 30, either want to have kids ASAP or they don't want kids at all. So I basically said that she trapped them. It does happen. And I agree with Jeremy, there's no such thing as an unplanned pregnancy. The dog is in the street. No. When two people have sex and you ejaculate in the woman, then a baby can be made. It's as simple as that. No excuse.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Vanessa, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Vanessa?
Hey, lads.
Well, Vanessa, what do you make of this conversation? There's no excuse for an unplanned pregnancy. If you get pregnant and you say it was unplanned, well, really, in the back of your mind, you don't mind getting pregnant. That's really what I'm hearing from everybody here.
Okay, so I had two unplanned pregnancies. The first unplanned pregnancy was about 12 years ago. I was raped and I became pregnant because of the rape.
Mm-hmm.
I ended that pregnancy because I had to leave to go to London because it was illegal here at the time. So the idea, what annoyed me about the original message was the idea that a bird won't get pregnant if she doesn't want to. That's not how biology works. And yes, if that's what he thinks biology is, we do need better sex education to teach people what biology actually does. And that bit really, really annoyed me from the original message. I ended my pregnancy as a result of the rape.
And I'm sure most people can understand that, okay?
And even Jason on the other line, who I know is pro-life, I'm sure even he would understand that.
Yeah, of course
I would. I'm sorry for what happened to you there, and you made the right decision. I mean, I'm not talking about women like that, Jeremy.
No, I'm not talking about you.
I'm not talking about you.
I'm talking about the original message suggested that if a woman simply doesn't want to get pregnant, she won't. That's not how biology works.
Okay, but
that's why I brought up the original pregnancy.
No, she actually won't. Sorry, but she by not having sex, she won't get pregnant. So therefore, if she doesn't want to have a baby, don't have sex. It's not going to wear a condom. You're not going to go on any pills or coils. The man's not going to wear a condom. Just don't have sex if you don't want to have a child. I'm sorry, that's basic biology. You learn that when you're 10 or 11 in school.
It is.
A man lies with a woman, they have sex, they have a baby. That's all you need to know.
I'm just making the point not all women want to have sex and still end up pregnant because of a result of rape. Now, the second pregnancy, which I wanted to talk about, was 2.5 years ago. I've been with my partner for over 3 years. We didn't really want to have children. He was living in Glasgow. I was living in Dublin. We were both professionals, rising up in our jobs. And we went away on holidays. I was on the pill for since I was raped. I decided to go on the pill just in case because I was terrified. And the pill did not work on that occasion because no contraception is 100%. It happens. We had an adult conversation when I found out I was pregnant about what we wanted to do. We decided to keep the baby and our child is now 2 years old.
Okay.
So unplanned pregnancies happen, but you have to have a discussion of whether or not you want the pregnancy.
Okay, but sorry, Vanessa, you're saying that you were on the pill and you still got pregnant.
Yes. And I was in a committed relationship for several months at a time. We didn't plan on having children. We didn't want to have children. And it was only when we found ourselves in the position that we were now pregnant, or I was now pregnant, that we had to make a decision going forward, whether we ended the pregnancy and continue the relationship, if the relationship could continue, or whether or not continue with the pregnancy, which we did. I'm now living in Glasgow with him and our 2-year-old child, and we're very, very happy. So unplanned pregnancies do happen. To pretend that they don't is ridiculous.
And we've met your child. He's a beautiful little kid.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, and you don't have to answer it if you don't want to, but was your partner wearing the condom the night you got pregnant?
On that occasion, no. On every other occasion, he was.
Okay, well, there you have it. There, we can pinpoint now straight away how that pregnancy happened. Because if I use the car analogy again, you're wearing the seatbelt, but the airbags were deactivated in the car. So
yeah. Now, a few times we had sex where he didn't wear a condom, but I was on the pill, so we were safe. But again, no contraception is 100%. Majority of the time, he did wear condoms.
Okay, but the argument here is, if a woman doesn't want to get pregnant, she won't. Do you not agree with that statement?
If she doesn't want to continue with the pregnancy, she won't. But if she doesn't want to get pregnant, that's not always her control. What I don't like about the message is the idea of the motivations behind it. The only reason she had sex with this person or got into a relationship with this person is to have sex with him, is to have a child, is to trap him. That's not the motivation of most women. I'm not going to speak for all
women. Do you not believe that it is the motivation of some?
I can't speak to it. Maybe they just want to be loved and they don't care where they get it. They don't care whether it's coming from a man or whether it's coming from a baby. And so they will get themselves pregnant just to feel that love. I can't say for every woman.
I think the trapping thing. I think the trapping thing doesn't exist. I don't think any woman tries to, because you're not going to be able to trap a man.
Look. She wouldn't be in a relationship with him, if she just wanted to trap him. If that was the case, she would be sleeping around with any Tom, Dick and Harry. She wouldn't be taking the She'd just be desperate to get pregnant. That's not what happens. And also about the last caller there talked about getting on the housing list. I was 5 months pregnant when I was being made homeless. And no, having a child does not get you bumped up the bloody list. In fact, what they were talking about was putting me into a homeless shelter while I was heavily pregnant with a newborn, and they could not do anything about it. Why? Because we are in an extreme housing shortage and a housing crisis. So that does not work. Popping out a few kids does not get you a house.
Okay, just back to the point, Jeremy, you just made, that trapping doesn't exist. I have to disagree with you. I firmly believe some women have deliberately gotten pregnant in order to...
Here we go. Jane's done a trip. Women are not that stupid.
There's no woman who deliberately got pregnant to keep her man.
No, because that doesn't work. No man...
It is the motivation for people who think they're going to lose their partner.
They couldn't be that stupid.
When you're desperate and you love someone, it can be a motivation. But it's very few.
I'm surprised you're that naive to think that it doesn't happen.
I just don't think women are that naive that they would... Okay, you can tell. Women are very intelligent. You can tell straight away if a fella's going to be the type that will hang around when you get pregnant. And if you're hooked up with a fella called Deco every night who has no job and smokes cannabis all day and is a layabout, and you think that he's going to hang around, you think that you're going to be able to trap him and that he's going to fall madly in love with you and never walk away if you get pregnant, come on, don't be that stupid.
Well, Mark says they definitely do blokes, that's for certain. Don't be so gullible.
Okay, well done, Mark. Because you said it, then it definitely happens. Yeah, I guess it happens. Because you said it, you've no example of it happening, but because you said it, it definitely happens. Okay.
Yeah. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number. This is Claire.
Well, just want to say, oh, hi, you're talking, by the way. I got married young, had my two children, ended up being a single mother, rearing them on my own because he didn't bother. He fucked off. Not every woman sits or every girl goes out there to find out they're going to be a single mother.
All right, Claire, thanks very much indeed for your message. Let me bring in Eddie on this.
Jesus, I don't think I've ever sent in a second voice note, but I'm actually infuriated by Vanessa here because she sounds quite intelligent. Very sorry to hear what happened with you being raped. But on your second child, you turned around and said, me and my partner decided we didn't want any more kids. Yet you only took one layer of protection. That's your fault for being irresponsible. I'm happy that you had the child and you're happy, but the reason you had the second child is because you didn't take that extra layer of protection.
Do you want to respond to that, Vanessa?
Yeah, no, it is our fault. It's not my fault. It's not his fault. It's our fault. We both decided to have sex with only one layer of protection. I completely agree with that. What I will say is there are times and places where things get steamy and you realize that you don't have that extra layer and you hope. You make a judgment call, you make a decision, and sometimes it doesn't work out for you. Now, on that occasion, we had decided to have a sit-down conversation, weigh up the pros and cons, and we decided it was right for us to continue with the pregnancy. And we got very, very lucky, I think.
All right.
But I'm not denying the fact that it takes both people to have sex. It takes both people to make that decision of how safe you wish to be. All I'm saying is that if this lad believes that just willful thinking on the part of the woman is what won't get her pregnant, yeah, we need better sex education.
All right, good to talk to you as always, Vanessa. Thanks very much indeed for your message. Is there any excuse for an unplanned pregnancy? Has been the conversation we've been having. Let me just bring in one final WhatsApp voice note from Dave.
As my missus is on the pill when she got pregnant with my first child, and she took the pill every day, she was on medication, it does happen, you know. But every time we have a topic like this, Jeremy immediately just starts attacking women. I'd love to know who hurt him in the past. Because anytime there's a topic like this, he, like, fair play to him, yeah, he talked about deadbeat dads, but he's always particularly vitriolic towards women. I'd love to know where that comes from. And before you have people coming on going, they're going to live off the state and get this and get that. How? You'll be living in hotel rooms for 6, 7, 8 years because there's no houses for them. And in regards to benefits, like, what benefits? You get one parent child benefit. And your child benefit that everybody gets, and one or two other little bits, and that's it. You can't get disability and lone parent and this and that. So anybody who thinks that someone who's just on benefits alone can survive in the world we live in nowadays is a moron, and they don't know what they're talking about. And it's coming from a single parent who works full time and had to go back to work because there's no way you can subsist on benefits.
All right, Dave, thanks very much indeed. And finally, Yvonne, you know of several women who deliberately got pregnant.
Unfortunately, I do. I can get where, I get the two sides. The pill is there. Sometimes the pill does not actually work. I've a few friends with that has actually happened to. But there is women out there that will go out and purposely get pregnant to keep the man, to get whatever benefits they can. There is women out there, unfortunately, that do that.
Jeremy and other callers said, no, that doesn't happen.
No,
well, what were the circumstances? Give me one of the circumstances, Yvonne.
I spoke to you before. My own brother, his girlfriend purposely got him pregnant for the novelty of being pregnant. And then when reality hit in, then she took off and left him with the child. Another woman I know, her daughter was like in her teens. She swore she was never having kids. She didn't. That child wasn't planned to start off with. She wasn't really one to have kids. She had a beautiful house. It was a council. It was kind of like the council HAP house. And a 4-bedroom for just the two of them. Then she was getting called meetings and meetings and meetings. And she asked me to go in with her one day. And I was going in going, how can they throw out a single man? She'd actually stopped paying the €37, I think it was, a week rent. And she owed over €2,000. Now, they told her, listen, I'll give you, I think it was 3 months to, so we can see, you know, a dint going into the payment. She didn't do anything, so she lost that house. And a year later, she got pregnant. She was placed in a 2-bedroom apartment, and now she's back in a 3-bedroom, perfectly brand new council house.
And this is all because she's gone and had more babies.
Yeah, she purposely went out.
No, there
Jesus.
You go.
Jesus. Okay, so, I understand.
No, that's a, no, sorry. There is heat, though.
Sorry, by the way, I didn't say that. What I said is I don't think women trap men, but this woman wasn't trapping a man. She was trapping the system is what she was doing.
Yeah, and then my brother, then he was trapped. So
okay, but no.
I can see it from both sides.
So she was, sorry, getting back to your brother's partner, she liked the idea, the novelty of carrying a baby, Jesus.
No, yeah.
I've witnessed my wife's 3 pregnancies and labours, and I can tell you one thing, it's not a fucking...
Nice. No, but there are some women like that, and then when the cold, dark reality of actually having a child
exactly
dawns on people, they go, oh shit, wasn't what I was expecting.
It's a big gig.
Oh, it is, major gig. Yvonne, thanks very much indeed for your call, and... thank you, all of you, for your calls. I hope you enjoyed this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode. If there's anything you want us to debate, send us a WhatsApp to 085 825 2626. We'll catch you on the next one.